Today's sicha is in memory of my mother. Today is my mother's yortzeit, Chaya Bina Bat Shmuel of Esther. All the Torah should be in the schut of her memory. And her neshama should have an aliyah, Bezrat Hashem. I'm going to speak to you today a little about Hanukkah. There are a lot of sources on Hanukkah. There's a lot of confusion about Hanukkah. And I want to come out with a clear understanding of some of the basics and some of the deeper points about Hanukkah, what it's all about. Okay. Famously, the Gemara in Mesechet Shabbos, Daf Chaf Aleph, Amud Bet, says the famous question starts off, "My Hanukkah." Who can translate those words? My Hanukkah. What's it all about? What does Gemara say? Anybody? Anybody? Remember this? You all learned the Gemara at one point in your life, probably. Maybe you didn't. Most of you did. Like, what's my Hanukkah? My Hanukkah of Ditana Rabbanon. We have a brayta that teaches us Bechafei BeKislev Yomi the Hanukkah Tamnaya Inun, that on the 25th day of Kislev there are 8 days of Hanukkah. Dilo Mispid Bahon, you don't have a hesped, you don't have a eulogy on those days. Dilo Lit Anot Bahon, you don't make a tanit on those days, you don't have a fast day, right? And then he goes on to explain what happened. Kishenichnesu Yevanim Leichal, when the Greeks came into the holy place of the Beit HaMikdash, Tamu Kol Hashmanim Shebaichal, they made all the oils Tamei, Ukishigavra Malchut Beit Chashmonai Vinitzchum, and when the Chashmonaim came and they defeated the Greeks, Badku v'lo matzu el pach echad shel shemen shaya munach b'chotamo shel kohen gadol. They only found one flask, one cruse of oil that had the stamp of approval, the badatz of the kohen gadol. V'lo haya bo el alik yom echad, and it could only light one day of the menorah. Nasa nebones. There was a miracle. What happened? Everybody? 8 days. V'edliku v'menu shmonat yamim. So the Shana Acheret, the next year, Kavum, they set Vasaum, and they made it Yamim Tovim B'Halel Bodeya. They made it like a Yom Tov, and we sing Halal, and we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Morty, move in a little so I can see you, because I like you. You're good. So that is what the Gemara says. Now the question, which most people don't even ask, what does it mean, my Hanukkah? What's Hanukkah? What kind of question is this? So I want to explain, just first of all, what that question is. This piece was taken from a Megillah called Megillat Tanit. You've heard of Megillat Tanit? Megillat Tanit was, we don't really have it today. We don't use it today. There are all these holidays that are written in Megillat Tanit where you're not supposed to have it. Tanit. Tanit means a fast. Megillat Tanit, these are the days that you don't fast. And they list all these different days, Yom Nicanor, and like there's like all these like days. And these were days where Am Yisrael defeated their enemies. And because it was a day that which we defeated our enemies, it was a day which was like a yontav. We wouldn't fast. You wouldn't have a hesped. You wouldn't do anything that was like any sense of mourning. It would be a day of simcha of halal. So those were the days. Out of all those days, there's only one of them that we celebrate today, or eight of them. What's that day called? Hanukkah. That's it. All the other ones you've never heard of. We don't even celebrate because they don't. And it makes sense. Who can tell me why it makes sense that all those other days we don't celebrate? And what's really the question of the Gemara? Yeah.
Wasn't like Hanukkah like the end goal of the... Oh, no, sorry. Wasn't there a whole war and then Hanukkah they actually won? So...
Yeah, we won, but the other ones we won also. That's why we used to celebrate the other ones, but we don't celebrate. Why don't we celebrate the other holidays anymore?
Oh, no, I was going to say the question was, maybe it's saying, why do we celebrate Hanukkah as opposed to all the other ones?
But that is the question. Why do we celebrate Hanukkah and not all the other ones? That's really the question. Why should we not celebrate the other ones?
Well, we do something on Hanukkah and we don't do it on all the other holidays. We have been able to move around. I just want to be like, you don't have the same positive mindfulness.
That's a good point. But let me just put it to you this way. Hanukkah... Oh, you want to say Hanan? Go ahead. Hanan, go ahead. Okay, excellent. So Hanan says that the reason why Hanukkah is different is because Hanukkah we have this Nes Pach Hashem, this Nes that we just discussed of the, and that's exactly what the Gemara says, but we have to now understand that. The other holidays, we were victorious. And we always celebrate. Like, we're going to celebrate on Hei Iyar. What day? What's Hei Iyar? Yom Ha'atzmaut. So we'll celebrate Yom Ha'atzmaut, right? Now let me ask you a question. Chas v'shalom. And we have, the Ramban says it will never happen, but we come back to Eretz Yisrael the third time, right? What would happen if we were cast into the Golos again, a third time? Would we celebrate Yom Ha'atzmaut?
Nope.
Why not?
No reason to celebrate.
We have no Medina Yisrael anymore, Chas v'shalom, right? So that's the question. After the destruction of the Beit Sheni, right, once the second Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, all those holidays that we were celebrating in Megillat Tanit, they were batel. They're no longer. They're nullified. Because we're celebrating victory over our enemies, and now we have control of Eretz Yisrael, beautiful, but then we were kicked out of our land. There's no reason to celebrate any of them. So really, there's no reason to celebrate Hanukkah either for the last 2,000 years, because we also, yes, the Hashmonim rose up against the Greeks. Yes, we defeated the Greeks. Yes, we were in control. But then, after the Beis Hamikdash, all that's meaningless, right, Monty? Like, what does it mean anymore? What does it matter that they won? So that's the Gemara's question, my Hanukkah. Why is Hanukkah different from all other the holidays in Megillat Tanit? What's the difference? Just like the other ones are batel, Hanukkah should be batel also. Mike, what do you say, Rebbe? What do you say? What's the answer? So Hanan said the answer. So the answer is because we have the Nes Pach HaShemen, because we're still celebrating that. But that, we have to understand what it means. So we're going to get back to what that means at the very end. Okay? What does it mean that we're celebrating Nes Pach HaShemen? Okay, there are a lot of miracles. We don't celebrate that. We don't have a holiday for every miracle that ever happened, right? So that's a really good question. The main sources for Hanukkah are this Gemara, which I just read. There's the Rambam. And there's the Al-Anisim. So Al-Anisim you all know, but we'll just look at it together. If you have a sitter, you can open it up. Al-Anisim in the Shmoneh Esrei, it's in Modim. We thank Hashem. Modim is about thanks. Al-Anisim is about thanks. So that's why Chazal put it in that bracha. Al-Anisim v'al purkan v'al gvur v'al achuot v'al milchamot. What does milchamot mean?
Wars.
Wars are the wars that a Kodesh Baruch Hu, he won for us, right? So we obviously went to war. V'mei matidyahu ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol. Al-Anisim is a story. It was the time of Matityahu, the son of Yochanan, the high priest, Chashmonai Vanav, Kishamda Malchut Yavan Arshalom Chayisrael Ashkicham Taratecha. Yavan, Greek, came to do what? To make us forget our Torah. Lavira Michukei Ritzonecha. They wanted us not to be Shomer Torah Mitzvos. Vatabra Chamecha Rabim. And through your mercy, what did you do? Amadda Lehem Beit Saratam. You stood by us. You stood by the Chashmonaim in the time of our sorrow. Ravdet Rivam, you fought our battles, our quarrels. Dante Dinam, you judged our judgments. Nekamtet Matam, you were you took revenge for us. Masarta Gibrim Rad Chalashim, and you passed over. You gave the great strong people of Greece. Into the hands of the weak, of the Jews who were not really known to be warriors. Rabim Yamatim, they outnumbered us, and you defeated. Tmeim Batarim, they were Tamei, we were Tahor. Rishayim Biad Tzadikim, the evil in the hands of the righteous. Vezedim Biad Otzkei Tartecha, and those who keep Torah defeated those who didn't keep Torah. I won't get involved right now into something, but just parenthetically, the battle of Hanukkah is not so simple as we think. Some of those descriptions were actually Jew against Jew. It was not just that we defeated the Greeks, we also defeated the Hellenists who sided with the Greeks. But that's a very complicated and painful discussion, so we'll keep that for another time. But on the bright side, we defeated the Greeks, and we will not discuss the internal battles that we had within the Jewish people, which is very sad. So what is the focus of Al-Anisim? What are we celebrating? What does Al-Anisim say? That why are we celebrating Hanukkah? What is it all about? Yes?
The battle victory.
The military victory. Very good. We're celebrating a military victory. They were much greater than us. They were much stronger than us. They were greater in number. They were greater in power. And we somehow, with God's help, we defeated them. Yes? It's a great question, and we're going to get that. That's going to be a main answer. Yes. You're correct. So from the Alanisim, it seems that we're celebrating a military victory. From the Gemara, what does it seem that we're celebrating? The fact that there's a miracle, that the candles lit for 8 days. Okay. So that's the famous question that everybody has. What really are we celebrating? When you're a little kid, you're not taught so much about the battles. You're taught about like this Nes Pach HaShemen, right? It's a beautiful miracle. Everyone, like, they make their own menorahs. They make their own Hanukkahs, right? That's what you do as your little kids. And then you grow up and you realize you don't make holidays out of miracles. You don't make holidays out of like a little miracle here and there. In fact, Chazal say that we didn't really need the miracle. We didn't need a miracle. There's a law, Tuma Hutra B'Tzivur, that really you're allowed to light impure candles in the base of Mikdash if everyone's tummy. Everyone was tummy. We're all in the war. Everyone had been in contact with dead body. We're all tummy, so you can light impure oil in the base of Mikdash. There wasn't such a real need even for the nes, but the nes was important for something else, which we'll get to. Okay. As you get older, then you realize that we celebrate military victories, right? We celebrate, that's like Yom HaTzimut, right? You know, there's a 6-day war, Yom Yerushalayim. So we celebrate the fact that we were able to survive. One, we didn't get wiped out to the sea, and two, we were able to defeat our enemies and even conquer parts of Eretz Yisrael that we didn't have before. So this was really the celebration of Hanukkah. Then you get older, and then you realize, wait a minute, the question I asked before, my Hanukkah. Well, if we're celebrating a military victory, so why, for 2,000 years, why were we celebrating it? It was already no use for that victory. We're in the Golos. We didn't have Eretz Yisrael. And then you get back to the first answer, and that's the Nes Pach HaShemen. I want to tell you a story. You have a question? Just stretching. Okay. I want to tell you a story. There's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah that says that when Adam Arishon was alive, so his first year, and someone could explain this to me astronomically, his first year of life, right, he noticed that every day there was less and less light in the world. Every day, the days were getting shorter and the nights were getting longer. And he thought the world was coming to an end. He thought it was coming to an end. And then all of a sudden, the days stopped getting shorter. They started getting longer. And he made a celebration. And he lit lights for 8 days. Adam Rishon. Gemara says it. So, first of all, why did that happen? Why did the days keep getting shorter? Can anyone explain that to me? Yeah. Winter solstice. Right. Keeps on getting shorter and shorter and shorter. That's the days that we're in right now. Right now. Comes Hanukkah time every year, the days start getting longer once again. So the holiday that Adam Rishon celebrated coincides with our own holiday of Hanukkah, which is really fascinating. It's almost like when we lit candles, so that brought light into the world. It's almost very, very symbolic. So there's a holiday there and a holiday here. You could talk about it. You could make a Dvar Torah for your shir when you eat your Rebbe's house on Monday night, dinner on Hanukkah. Think about a Dvar Torah for that. I know your wheels are turning already. I see it in your head. Nadav Gassner. What is this holiday all about? So the Beis Yosef asks a question. If we're really celebrating the holiday of Hanukkah because of the Nes Pach HaShemen, so then, how many days should the holiday be? I'll ask Jacob Schwartz this question. Smart guy. So, how many... Really, we had enough oil for one day. And the oil lasted for 8 days. So how many days of miracle were there, really?
Well, if you have enough oil for one day, it was 7 miracles. But isn't there an idea? I don't remember in which text that they found the oil from the Kohen Gadol
So that's Jacob answers and already gives another answer. So Jacob says as follows. He says, really, if we just take it at face value, there was enough oil for one day. Really, there's only the miracle was an extra 7 days. So really, you should celebrate for 7 days Hanukkah, not 8 days. This is the question of the Beit Yosef. The Beit Yosef is Rav Yosef Karo, who wrote the Shulchan Aruch, right? So he asked this famous question, and there are so many answers. Jacob provided one. He said, really, even the first day, there wasn't enough oil for that one day. Although, it really does say there was enough oil for one day, but I heard that answer as well. Sammy, what do you got? Okay. What do you got, JD?
There was enough for one day, but every single day, 1/8 of the oil was used. So really, the miracle was on all 8 days.
Excellent. Excellent. So I want to work on that one. So according to that, there's I forgot if it's the Maral based on the Taz, but there's a beautiful idea. What you said, JD said, that every day, 1/8 went down. So it wasn't a miracle in terms of the quantity of oil, that all of a sudden the oil, you know, every day filled up again. You know, it wasn't like a new nace every day that it filled up. But rather each day went down 1/8. So it wasn't a miracle in quantity, rather it was a miracle in quality. And indeed, that's almost like reminiscent of the battle. Just like the battle, it was many in the hands of few, strong in the hands of weak, that our quality somehow was greater than their quantity. And that was the miracle of the war, and that was the miracle of the oil. So really, it's really one miracle. What we're celebrating is quality over quantity. Echut over kamut. And that was really what we're celebrating. And therefore, the issue was as follows. And we can bring it down to today, to modern society. It says a year later in the Gemara they made this holiday. What was the worry of Chazal making this holiday? They were saying, listen, we're going to make a holiday that we defeated the Greeks, and it was this great miracle. They had hundreds of thousands. We had tens of thousands, maybe thousands. Maybe it was just 10 people. It was just the Chashmonim. There were very few people, and somehow they defeated. People are in the end, they're going to say, no, you know what? Yehuda Maccabee, he was a great strategist. He was a brilliant military mind. And that's why we won. It had nothing to do with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. That's what happened, by the way, in 1967. 1967 was the Six-Day War. Everyone in the world stood aghast. They were like, oh my God, how did they do that? That they had all these countries surrounding them, trying to destroy us. And not only did we defeat them, but we defeated them in 6 days. Famous story in the military academy called West Point. You've heard of it? So they teach military strategy. And there was a Jewish soldier there. And they mentioned Napoleon strategy, and they mentioned Alexander the Great had his thing, and modern day wars. And one, any questions? So one like Jewish soldier raises his hand and says, why don't you speak about the 6 day war, sir? Soldier, see me after class. You know, so he comes to his office after class, and he's like, what did I do wrong? I just asked a question. So he says, listen, here this is a class about strategy. It's not about miracles. Right. That's what the officer in West Point said. You can't really understand in any other way. However, people who don't want to believe in miracles and don't want to believe in God, because if you believe in God, that means that you have to do something. So therefore, you try to as rationalize the fact that it couldn't be that God was involved. So then they say, yeah, Israel preempted. They blew up, you know, Egypt's air force before the war even started. They were this. They were such smart soldiers, such great generals, such great bravery. That's what it was. They don't want to attribute it to God. So they say that the year of the Six-Day War, there were bumper stickers that were on people's cars all over the country. And it said, Yisrael Betach Bashem. Yisrael Betach Bashem. Am Yisrael, we trust in God. Because like you just couldn't explain it any other way. The next year already, you had different bumper stickers. And they said, Yisrael Betach Betzal. Yisrael trust Tzal. We trust the army. And in 1 year, already they forgot the miracle that God did for them. Chazal knew that this was going to happen with Hanukkah unless they did something about it. What did they do? They connected the miracle of the oil to the miracle of the battle. So then for all eternity, people are celebrating the miracle of the oil, then you'll know You know, it was almost like a catchphrase. The miracle of the oil, that's the miracle of the war too. Just like there was a miracle there, there's a miracle there as well. Okay, so that's the idea behind celebrating the oil. But I think it's even more than that. And I want to tell you a famous medrash. Those of you who do Parshat HaShavua with Rashi, you came across this medrash when Yitzchak marries Rivka. So Yitzchak marries Rivka. So Chazal say that the whole time that Sarah, you know, was dead, so all the miracles that Sarah had in her lifetime ceased. When Rivka came into the tent and married Yitzchak, so all the miracles returned. What were the miracles? There were three miracles. One of them was a ner daluk me'erev Shabbat at Erev Shabbat. There was a light that was lit from Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos. What does that mean? That means that Sarah and then Rivka would light candles Erev Shabbos, and it would remain lit till the following Erev Shabbos. To light the candles the next Erev Shabbos, she'd have to put them out and then light them again. Right? That's a miracle. In fact, how many days is that would the candles be lit? How many? Eight. Because Erev Shabbos from Friday, including Friday, to the next Friday, including Friday. 8 days. So I think, I haven't seen this written anywhere, but I think that that was the miracle of Hanukkah. That what is Chazal telling us in that miracle of Sarah? Well, there are three miracles, actually. The other one was bracha shebi'isa, that the dough she had, she always had enough dough for everybody. There was enough food for everyone, right? And there was the third one was anan kashur la'ohel, that there was a cloud that was connected to the tent. Chazal is speaking in riddles. These three things were nisim kvuim in the Beis HaMikdash. The first Beis HaMikdash had these nisim. What were the nisim? That the menorah was always lit. Like you'd light the menorah, it would stay lit. It would stay lit, miraculously, in the first Beis HaMikdash. There was always enough, somehow, the showbread, lechem apanim, was always fresh. There was a bracha shebi'isa. It's supernatural, it shouldn't stay fresh. They didn't even have, you know, they didn't have, what do they call it, preservatives back then, right? Like, and it would stay fresh the whole week. It doesn't make sense. It was a miracle. And there was always this cloud on top of the Beis HaMikdash. It was always an anan right on top of there. No matter how many winds came, then the cloud would stay there. What Chazal is saying by that was that those three miracles were a sign that the Shekhinah was in the Beis HaMikdash. When the Shekhinah is in the Beis HaMikdash, so then the miracles are present. When the Shekhinah leaves the Beis HaMikdash, no more miracles. So I think Chazal is saying that Sarah and Rivka and every Jewish woman, you should all be zochet to marry great Jewish women, that they bring the Shekhinah into the home. They bring the Shekhinah into the home. So those three miracles are a sign that the Shekhinah is in the home. I think that when the Chashmonaim came into the Beis HaMikdash, you know, it was a very hard battle. And just like, again, in parentheses, the fact that they had to fight Jews as well was not a very simple thing for them. And they wanted to know, we worked so hard, we defeated the Greeks with God's help, and we were back to the Beis HaMikdash, is the Shekhinah going to return now? Remember, the Greeks defiled the Beis HaMikdash. Right? They destroyed all the tahora, all the kosher oils, they would make tameh. And that's it. It's over. And the Chashmonaim fought. And they fought to restore the Beit HaMikdash. They wanted to know, did the Shekhinah come back? And I think when they lit that flask of oil, when they lit it, they didn't have to use that tahor cruse of oil. They could have used tameh oil. When they lit it, they wanted to see, is the miracle going to return? Is it going to return? They lit it for one day, and it lasted a second day, and a third day, and a fourth day, and a fifth day, and six, so 8 days. That's the miracle of Hanukkah. That's the miracle that shows that the Shekhinah has returned to Am Yisrael. And that's why throughout the Golos, even after we lost Eretz Yisrael, even after we were cast into the Golos, we still celebrate Hanukkah, because it's about the Shekhinah being with Am Yisrael. And that is something that we strive for, and we hope for, and we pray for, and we celebrate every single day of our lives. In fact, you know when you do Hagba on Mondays and Thursdays, the Shliach Tzibur says something? You know what I'm talking about? We all answer Amen. You know what I'm thinking? The Yiratzons. So there are a lot of things, beautiful things that we pray for there. The very first thing The very first thing that we pray for is as follows. In the city, you'll see it. Yirat Sam Lefnei Avinu Shebashemayim. Sound like Rabbi Tanel. Lechonenu Beit Chayinu. That he should, you know, bring back, should establish the house of our life. What's the house of our life? Beit HaMikdash. Ulashiv et Shechinato b'mirah b'yameinu. And bring back the Shechina amongst us, and we should say Amen. So that is the first thing we daven for. And that's what we're looking for, and that's what we're praying for, and that's what we're striving for, and that's what we're doing here. When we daven with a minyan, we bring the Shechina. When we learn Torah, even by ourselves, we bring the Shechina. And the more Shechina that the individuals of Am Yisrael are doing all over the world, the more the national Shechina will return to the Beis HaMikdash, the national resting place. That is what we're trying to do. And that's what the Hanukkah is all about. Hanukkah is about, they wanted to take away, like you said, someone said, like Sam, right? You said, they wanted to take away our Jewishness. They had a gezerah, you can't learn Torah. You can't have bris milah, no yontav, you know, no Rosh Chodesh. No, you can't have anything that's holy. And we're saying, no, we have to bring the Shechina. We're willing to fight, we're willing to die even. That Chas v'Shalom, the Shechina should never leave Am Yisrael. So when we celebrate this year, we light the menorah, we light the Chanukiah. So we're lighting that light which is representative of the Shechina. Similarly, with the Ner Neshama, we light it. We want to bring the Neshama up. We want to raise the Neshama up, etc., etc. So that's the Shir.